to make Jesus Christ known and loved. To make Jesus Christ known and loved is the mission of Our Lady of Grace. It's written right over there on the wall. It's what we're all about. To help others to know and to love Jesus Christ. It's why this property exists. It's why this building exists. It's why this church was built. It's why we have music ministry. It's why we have a school. It's why we have all kinds of ministries, from nursery to caring for the dying, so that all that we meet, all that we encounter, might know and love Jesus Christ. It's for everybody. It's for the old. It's for the young. It's for all of us. Last night we had a special celebration for our confirmation youth, who our week from today will be confirmed by this time. And they gathered here, about 100 youth being confirmed, and their parents and grandparents, well, their parents and sponsors, and then a whole bunch of other people. It was a zoo last night at 5 o'clock. And it was just wonderful. But one of the things I love about youth is that youth have this incredible capacity to dream the dream. St. Peter quotes the prophet and says on Pentecost Sunday that your young men and your young women will dream dreams and have visions of something amazing, because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. It comes forth from the very heart of us, inspired by God, so that we can think beyond ourselves. Again, it's part of the great gift of youth. And thank you, Isabel, for reading tonight. I know for us young men, we can all relate to the time when, you know, we were, you know, like 8 years old or 10 years old, and we had that dream that we would either throw or catch the winning Super Bowl pass in the Super Bowl, right? I dreamt that until last year. Finally gave it up. But there's an incredible vision to make Jesus known and loved. 75 years ago, a group of our forebears, some gentlemen, were asked by the Archbishop to find a piece of land for the new Our Lady of Grace, because our first church was Edina Theater. That's where we gathered on Sundays our first couple years. And after a little while, the Archbishop said, well, find some land. And so they went and they scoured the area. Where can we build this new church? They landed on this piece of property about a mile east of here. And they said, well, this looks like a nice piece of property. It's a couple acres. As they looked at it, they go, and they pray. They said, you know what? We think this piece of land is too small to contain our vision. So they scrapped it and started looking for some other land. And behold, they landed here, where Our Lady of Grace is currently built, some 20 acres. Whoever would have thought 75 years ago that land in Edina would be valued as much as $3 per acre? All right, it's a bad joke. But upon this piece of property, in a very tangible way, the parish has been built. But more importantly, the ministries that happen through these facilities have been housed. And out of here, people from literally around the world have been blessed to know and to love Jesus Christ ever more fully. So one of the things that we need to constantly ask ourselves is, how might we be a part of that vision? Who knows what the next 75 years will bring? But one thing we can be certain of is that God calls you and me to be a part of it. That's why you're here tonight. That God wants the next 75 years to be even more amazing. And yet there's all kinds of roadblocks to all kinds of things. But the Spirit of God is always new and doing fresh things. In fact, we've got this little ministry called Moms of Grace. It's for young moms of young children. Suppose you don't have to be a young mom, but moms of young children. You can be an old mom, too. It doesn't matter. But Moms of Grace. It's just a little something that a few years ago, some women, our peers, said, how can we help some of our mothers that maybe are a little disconnected or have moved here? Well, somehow, a church in the middle of England heard about that and emailed the parish last week to say, I hear you got this thing called Moms of Grace. Can you tell me about it? And I'm thinking, isn't there a closer parish with the Moms of Grace? See, what we're doing here is making a difference. Because what we're about is helping people to know and to love Jesus Christ. As a parish, we're in the process of discerning our next 75 years, ministries, and what kind of facilities we want. So after Mass, we were going to have a short little presentation on what that might look like. And so we thought, well, even tonight, because of the Super Bowl, we thought, well, we did it all the other Masses, and so I invite you, if you're members of this parish, to come to a little presentation, be in the dining room, to look at what our buildings, what our facilities might look like as we envision the next 75 years. I'm really hoping to hear from everybody in the parish. You might say, well, I'm 125 years old. I'm too old. No, you've got lots of wisdom to offer us. Talked to a woman this morning who was in first grade in our first year of school here. And wow, did she have the best stories. We might say, well, I'm only 15 years old and I'm a senior at Edina High School. What do I have to offer? Well, you might be that prophetic voice that helps us to think through in a different way how we are called to live and envision making Jesus Christ known and loved. See, in the end, the only thing that really matters is love, because God is love. As St. Paul says so clearly in today's second reading to the Corinthians, I can do the most amazing things. I can give away my body to burn. I can find a cure for every illness under the sky. But if it doesn't come from love, it will do me no good. Nada. There's ever been a time in the history of the human race which people need to know Christ is today. So I invite all of us, to, if you can, to come, share with us some of your wisdom, hear about the project, and learn about it. But I invite all of us to recommit ourselves to knowing, to loving Jesus, to making Jesus known and loved.